Some of those reservists deployed in Iraq are back home and stepping back into their everyday lives. Matthew Baker was part of the 299th Engineer Company, based in Fort Belvoir, Virginia. Lisa Nurnberger of member station WAMU paid him a visit.
Matthew Baker is sitting in his living room in Northern Virginia playing with his children. He says it almost feels like he never left. Almost. But in the 4 months Baker was in Iraq, his son Tanner, now one, went from rolling over to walking and talking. His daughter Mary, now six, began reading. Baker is 6'5", lanky and good-looking, though he's lost some of his hair in the past months. He's 25 years old. In Iraq, he was in an engineer unit that built bridges to transport troops. He says he's glad the Army sent him and his unit to Kuwait to readjust before he came back to the States.
Coming home yesterday, it was really weird. It was odd. It was like it was a dream. I just couldn't believe it. I was nervous about stuff, and I was like, I don't know why. But it takes some time to get adjusted. You know, my dad was in Vietnam, and he was in combat, let's say on a Thursday, sitting on his front porch on a Sunday. You know, it's a huge change. You know, that could put somebody in a veterans hospital real quick. But so it was good to have some downtime before we got back in the civilian world.
There was plenty to decompress from, like the Iraqi soldiers dressed as civilians who took pot shots at his unit with AK-47s, or the driving.
The time I felt most in danger was driving. When we crossed the border, the night of the war, the sand is moon dust. The trucks, we have huge trucks, and they kick up a bunch of dust you can't see. And of course, we're in what they call blackout drive, where they just have little lights on so that only the driver behind you can see it. And that's not to give away your position. And it got pretty hectic sometimes because you couldn't see. It was like literally just blacked out. And there was a lot of accidents going on. And that was a number of the deaths in the war just were from those accidents. Because you're going flying through the desert, can't see the guy in front of you. He stopped. And those trucks, they crumble. They really do. You actually sit above the front wheels, so you're right there in front. And that was probably the most scariest because you're talking about we drove for 32 hours straight the first day and a half or whatever. And you start hallucinating after a while, especially seeing that dust flying up. You're so tired, you start hallucinating. There were times when I was flying through the open desert, and I swore there was a forest on either side of me. And we stop, look around, kind of shake my head, try to wake up. I'm in the middle of the desert.
Baker says there were highs and there were lows. The highs came early in the war.
When we pushed through southern Iraq and we came to our first little town, I couldn't tell you what it was. It was a Shiite population. And they were, as everybody knows, outcasted by Saddam Hussein, treated very badly. There was kids on the street with just underwear, no shoes, just dirty, grungy looking. And they were so happy to see us. Even the women were so happy to see us. And they just flooded the streets.
But it was clear they were hungry. So he and his buddies started handing out their MREs, their peanut butter crackers, and their pound cake. The Army gave orders to stop giving out food because some of the kids were running out in front of the military vehicles and getting hit. Baker says the highs turned into lows over time, especially after President Bush declared the major conflict had ended. He saw life getting worse for the Iraqis.
Maybe they didn't have power. Maybe their dad wouldn't go into work every day. Maybe there weren't water canals were cut off, so it wouldn't water in the fields. And they started to resent us. I mean, some kids would still give the thumbs up, hey, hey. Some kids would throw rocks at our vehicles.
The images of those kids stuck with him.
It was tough. I have kids, it was tough. Some of the guys, it blew it off. They don't have kids. But, I talked to several of the guys, and we talked about the same thing. Man, it was tough seeing those kids like that, you know. But we rolled through little mud house villages where the stench was overwhelming. And why? You know, why are they living like that? So, I mean, it felt good to know that we were possibly going to change that.
When we talked to him, he had been back for one day. Soon, he'll head back to his job as a loan processor at a mortgage company. And he says he's decided his family comes first now. Matthew Baker has decided not to re-enlist in the military. For NPR News, this is Lisa Nurnberger in Washington.